Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hello everyone and welcome to the Red Men Bite-Sized podcast. I'm Steve Hoare. Today is Friday, June 23rd, the day our Bobby Firmino documentary is released. Yes, episode one on YouTube, 7 p.m. UK time. If you're listening to this after 7 p.m, just head over to our YouTube channel and go and check it out. Episode two is also available on redmenplus.com. Episode three will be on Plus next week as well. Go and check it out, you guys. I'm sure you're going to love it. So if I sound like I'm very happy, it's because I am very happy. Been waiting for this day for a long time. I'm very, very proud of everything we've created and what the team have done. So yeah, if you're listening to this on YouTube, on your podcast app, and do go over to YouTube, do check it out. I promise you, it's absolutely belter. You'll love it. In terms of Liverpool news, this day rather, we've got a little bit of reporting on Gabby Vega, Fabio Carvalho, Kevin Turan, and a little bit on Liverpool's defensive plans as well. So you know what? Let's get cracking with it straight away. I'm reading this from the guys at This Is Anfield. Jack Lusby wrote it, but it's you'll realise where it's sourced from as I go through. Liverpool are claimed to have negotiated personal teams with Celta Vigo midfielder Gabri Veiga, though no deal is in place at this time. It was reported elsewhere that Liverpool had agreed offer the contract to the Spanish youngster, and journalist Oscar Mendez, based in Vigo and who covers Celta, has collaborated the claim that the club have offered such a contract. He confirmed via Twitter that Liverpool have presented terms worth around £80,000 a week to the Spaniards, but they will have to be Chelsea to his signature, and there is a €40 million clause in his contract. So yeah, it looks like, again, basically what happened, and I can tell you the story behind this after reading that out loud. An Italian outlet reports that Liverpool are in the race for him, along with Napoli, and that's why the Italians are reporting it. Someone then basically asked Oscar Mendez, who covers Celta, he's based in Vigo, knows the club well, if this is true, and then he confirmed that it was true. So that's where this story is coming from, and the guys at This Is Anfield have kindly translated it for us. There is a clause in his contract, like I say, £34 million-ish, €40 million for the youngster. Now, he's currently playing, of course, with Spain at the under-21s tournament, under-21 Euros. Scored 11 goals, got 4 assists in 36 games last season in Spain in La Liga. Did well. I mean, it's mad. Celta Vigo finished 13th in the league, but there was a chance they were near almost relegated. La Liga was so tight at some point. Those two goals that he scored against Barcelona on the last day of the season, in the end, it was probably inconsequential. They were going to stay up anyway. But there was a chance, even though they finished 13th, that there was, goal difference aside and all that kind of stuff, they were in real danger at certain points. So that was, he was very emotional if anyone saw him score those goals. Of course, and rightly so. But yeah, Celta Vigo finished 13th. It looked like he's on the move. I would be all for, and I've said this on numerous places before, and obviously on all these shows, I do think Liverpool need a goal-scoring midfielder. Of all the links that we're being linked to this summer, there aren't many goals. Turan doesn't really score many. Now, again, McAllister has scored goals, but it feels like they've often been as penalties for Brighton. He's got goals in him. He scored some bangers, don't get me wrong. Go and check out his goal against Everton for that one, but yeah, Gabri Veiga, it looks like Liverpool are in the mix. I think that we'll see where we are with it. Now, if they have offered him a contract, they did similar with Alexis McAllister. When you know there's a release clause, then all you've got to do is get the player to agree terms, and then you can just trigger that clause. So we'll wait and see if he accepts the offer, who else is in for him. But if that is the case, and there is a release clause, that should be a pretty straightforward one, provided, like I say, Liverpool want him. I can't imagine why you wouldn't want to come to Liverpool, but who knows, but definitely a story to keep an eye on. Like I say, the reports are coming from Spain at the moment, but we'll definitely keep an eye on that throughout the coming days and weeks. That's a news about a possible incoming, news about a possible outgoing. Then Fabio Carvalho is in talks over joining RB Leipzig on loan. David Lynch, reporting for Footy Insider, says sources have told him that Carvalho's closing in on a loan move to Leipzig. However, there are still talks about whether or not there will be an option to buy included in the deal. I think a loan for Carvalho makes sense. He doesn't really fit. Liverpool haven't found where they fit him. Jürgen hasn't, I guess, been totally convinced. They don't want to just give up on him and sell him straight away, which is why I don't think Liverpool would be keen on an option to buy clause, and time will tell if one's included. Leipzig wanted to purchase Fabio Carvalho anyway, so I can see why they want to put one in. I hope he goes and plays. I hope he smashes it in Germany. I hope he does really well in the Bundesliga, plays in Champions League football as well for Leipzig, does well and comes back and is good enough to fit into Liverpool's team. That would be the ideal for me. Second, of course, he does well and then you sell him at a profit. So I don't think Liverpool would ever really want to put that buy clause in, unless it was like, unless the worried he was going to do really bad and it wasn't a clause, it was like a guarantee that you had to buy him. That's the only way, maybe, but I just don't see it happening. But it looks like Fabio Carvalho has turned down the chance to move to Premier League clubs and to go to Leipzig, which is interesting because the report from David Lynch says he wasn't convinced he'd get enough game time at the likes of Burnley, West Ham and Brentford. Basically, I think the general sense was, if the you-know-what hit the fan for any of those teams, you'd expect Burnley to be in a relegation battle. West Ham were in one up to a point last season. Obviously, they won a European trophy, but they were very much in a relegation battle, and they're about to lose the best player. And then Brentford, who, like, they've done exceptionally well so far in the two seasons in the league, but Ivan Toney's ban and things, maybe if it starts getting a bit tough for Brentford and they find one, is the little lone lad the first guy who gets swept aside? I very much doubt Leipzig are going to be in any relegation trouble next season in Germany. A front foot side who are more attacking. Maybe Carvalho and his camp think maybe that's more the type of team who suits me, where the manager can trust me. It's not going to be backs against the wall kind of stuff at times. So it makes sense for that. But yeah, as for the option to buy stuff, I hope there isn't one included, if truth be told. I'd really rather there wasn't. But I do hope Fabio goes and smashes it over in Germany if that deal is confirmed.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Right then, next story, again, same, in fact, all the stories from this point onwards are going to be from David Lynch. David just churning out the content for us. David Lynch reports again, Footy Insider, there's been a major update on Liverpool's bid to sign Kefren Turam. Liverpool remain in talks over a deal for Nice midfielder Kefren Turam. Sources have told Football Insider. Goes on to say that Liverpool have already signed Alexis McAllister, but as it stands, there's no deal officially done with Nice yet. and like Nisa maybe holding out for a bit longer, see if they can get more money. I don't know. Liverpool have identified Ryan Gravenberch as another option. But look, again, the major talk was Liverpool are remaining talk. So, you know, it's been a bit quiet on this front for a while. Obviously, Thuram's now playing in the Euros for France. You were under 21 Euros. I caught a bit of the France game. He looked amazing. Manu Kone looked amazing as well, by the way, who Liverpool have been linked with. But yeah, Liverpool remain in talk. So although it's quiet, relatively quiet so far, basically I think David's point is things are happening behind the scenes. These conversations are continuing and we'll see where they end up. My gut feeling is Thuram does sign for Liverpool. He joins McAllister and then they'll go for one more midfielder and then I think they'll probably move on for a defender. Right then, speaking of defenders, again, Lynchy churning out that content for us. He reported again in Footy Insider, Liverpool to 100% complete a defender signing. And that is a quote. Liverpool will, quote, 100%, end quote, sign a centre-back this summer. Sources have told Football Insider the Reds are currently assessing the market and have made preliminary moves over signing a new central defender. Goes on to say that Wolfsburg's Mickey van der Ven is one of the options, as is Sporting's Gonçalo Inicio. But yeah, 100%. I mean, Dave's obviously well sourced. He's sticking his neck out a little bit on the line there. Someone's told not the Reds are. I've always thought Liverpool might sign a defender only if they could sell one, but David's reporting and from what he's been told by his sources is Liverpool will sign one no matter what. They're happy to keep the four they've got, the four main ones they've got, and bring a fifth in with a view to that person then obviously staying in the squad as Joel Matip leaves next summer when his contract ends. So yeah, the likes of Reece Williams and Nat Phillips are probably going to leave, whether that's on loan or be sold. I always thought Liverpool would only sign a centre-back if Joel Matip left, or he'll look the most likely one, maybe Gomez, but I didn't really see Gomez leaving. It looks like Liverpool are happy, similar to what they did when they signed Luis Diaz, knowing that Sadio Mane was going to leave, similar to signing Cody Gakpo, knowing that Bobby Firmino was going to leave. Maybe they do it again this time with a defender, knowing that Matip's going to go, but you source the player, you have him in the squad and he's available for a season, gets himself in and then moves up the pecking order or fights a place and beats those players out. Liverpool, for me, they need a centre-back. Like I say, Konate and Van Dijk, absolutely fine with the level. Injuries have been a bit of an issue with Konate. They've definitely been an issue with Matip and Gomez. There's definitely questions as to whether Joe Gomez's quality levels are good enough. Even Joel Matip had a little bit of a dip last season. Virgil van Dijk was hardly perfect either. So I think Liverpool do need a defender. So I do trust David Lynch's reporting, and it looks like 100%. Who that is, we don't know. Van der Ven seems to be the most linked name, but I don't know enough about him really, other than talking to people who've watched them and stuff. On Red Men Plus, we've had a couple of transfer experts talking about it, or German football experts, including Kevin Hatchard, who said he's excellent. But I haven't got my own opinion on a young defender, but I hope Liverpool do get one. I really hope they do, because I think they need one. I think there's too many question marks at the moment, and I think you're heading towards a bit of an issue, whether it's this season or definitely next summer, where you need to do it. I wouldn't like Liverpool to be in a position next summer with what the position that they're in with midfielders now, where they've had a bad season and it's imperative they had to do it, and it cost us. I'd rather have it now and be prepared for that summer, as and when Joel Matip and even Joe Gomez maybe leave next summer. Definitely Matip, I think, goes. There's a potential Gomez goes as well. Right, then, that's all in terms of news today. I mentioned earlier on about the Roberto Firmino Best in the World docu-series, three-part series charting Bobby's rise from a youngster in Brazil all the way through to becoming a Liverpool legend via Hoffenheim as well. So episode 1, 7 p.m. on our YouTube channel. So yeah, Red Men TV, we've got you covered. Just go to YouTube, type us in the search bar, or just www.youtube.com/theredmentv, 7 p.m. UK time. I'll let you do the maps in terms of the time zones wherever you're listening to this. If it's past that, go and check it out right now. If it's not quite there yet, do remind yourselves to go and check it out on YouTube. It's an absolute belter. And episode 2 will be on Red Men Plus the exact same time, and episode 3 will come out on Red Men Plus the week after. If you are subscribed to Red Men Plus, you had early access. It's available right now. Whenever you're listening to this, it's available for you. So go and check that out. If you can't wait to go, you can't wait till 7 o'clock, and you want to watch it without adverts, because YouTube inevitably will serve you adverts. Redmenplus.com. Sign up as little as £5 a month. Get all the amazing interviews, features, all the transfers, content that we've got covered, and go and watch Bobby Firmino episodes 1 and 2. It's an absolute belter. Right then, I hope you have an amazing Saturday, an amazing Sunday. Have a great weekend. Chloe will be back on Sunday with another episode of Bite Size. Go and check out the Bobby stuff. I'm going to say it one more time, and I'll catch you all next time. See you later.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.